Welcome back, friends. We are at home with the Williamses. Robbie and Ida are letting us peer into their life, as like the rest of us, they race around trying to plan Christmas, all from the comfort of their mansion in the English countryside. If this is your first time joining us, we've already covered Christmas traditions and grudges with rock stars in episode 1. There are happier times ahead in episode 2 with the addition of Mr. Williams Sr., Robbie's father, or as we like to say, pick a peck of Papa Pete.
Where's the blanket?
It's in the blanket of itself.
There's much to learn about festive food.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Bread sauce. What is it?
Oh, just any food.
What's a scampi? What is it? It's made of...
Scampi's made of scamp.
Really?
And much to learn about curry.
A balti with a naan bread.
Yeah.
The size of Theodora Rose, my 7-year-old.
Yeah.
And much more to learn about a northern delicacy.
Do you know what I'd have thought a pikelet was?
Well...
A pikelet.
Now, my friends, I must warn you that this is a family that likes to express itself with the use of somewhat rude language. A rude box of tricks they possess. I disapprove, yet they appear unchangeable. So if there are children listening in, beware the swears. Our story this week begins where all good celebrations might start, at the dinner table, surrounded by the family.
It's a very special day because here for the podcast, for the first time on our podcast...
Yes.
Would you like to say who you are?
I'd love to say who I was. Can you remind me? I've got a certain age now. I've got to this age now where I forget sometimes. I haven't been awake for very long.
It's Pete Williams, but better known as right now, Papa Pete. You're Papa Pete what on Twitter? Papa Pete.
I'm Papa Pete on Twitter.
Yeah, by the way, it's got numbers after it.
Which is a new thing.
Well, you have numbers?
I'm 299. Papa Pete 299.
Papa Pete 2. That's, you know what? After a pub crawl, that's going to be very difficult to say.
Papa Pete 299.
Papa Pete 299. Anyway, morning, Papa Pete 299.
Here we are. And today we're going to talk about Christmas food. And we have a particular entry into the podcast with Christmas food because my dad... Papa Pete, 299.
299. Wow.
299.
You just said it.
My dad, Papa Pete, 299, has a particular anniversary right near the birth of Jesus Christ himself.
On Boxing Day, which is my birthday, for 40-odd years, and I can't remember how it all started, I have trifle for breakfast.
That is correct.
And I think it was many, many years ago, we had nothing in for things to eat on Boxing Day, and all that was in the fridge was trifle. So I had trifle, and the day was wonderful, and so I decided the day was wonderful because I had trifle for my breakfast.
It says here, on list of things to talk about for our podcast, what's for breakfast on Christmas Day? Question mark. Full English? I love an English breakfast, and we have a delicacy in Stoke-on-Trent called an oat cake.
Okay. I love an oat cake.
So, we'll have to get those in for Christmas.
Do you know what I'd have thought a pikelet was?
Well,
a pikelet.
Oh, a pikelet.
I was surprised by the name.
She thought it was pronounced pikelet.
I thought, oh, that's an odd name.
You have to explain that to our listeners.
Okay, people outside of Stoke won't know. But what is a pikelet?
I love a pikelet.
It's like a
sweet oat cake.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
With, what do you call the raisins?
Raisins, yeah.
What do you call raisins here? You call them something else.
I don't know, but it's sweet, like Madonna when she went through her English phase with Ida going into an oat cake shop and asking for a pikelet.
Pikelet.
I did think it was quite a brave name for something to eat,
pikelet. Yeah.
But I was willing to roll with it, so
a full English breakfast is nothing without an oat cake.
What if we have oat cakes, cheese and onion, and then some gingerbread waffles?
Okay. This is what we can agree on. We're having waffles and we're having
pancakes. Waffles and pancakes.
And the English contingent, are going to have a full English with oat cakes.
Okay.
With a pikelet chaser.
With a pikelet chaser. I like a pikelet chaser.
Here's one for you.
Yeah.
Sprouts, yes or no?
Yes.
Certainly no.
Yes.
Definitely no.
A Brussels sprout?
No.
But they're so good. They do all sorts of glazing on them with little nuts and crispy.
He doesn't know about that.
Does he not know about the crispy Brussels sprouts?
When we grew up, Brussels sprouts were just barren and bereft of any personality.
Anything at all.
And you were made...
Sounds about right. Yeah. No, so, Pete, now they do all sorts of, like, with balsamic vinegar.
Too late.
We do quite...
Well, that's,
we
that,
do
that's
enjoy,
that ruined.
We do enjoy quite a plant-based lifestyle over
Here's
here.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Bread sauce. What is it?
What is bread sauce? I've never even heard of that.
Good question. Bread sauce is a white sauce that goes with what? Turkey.
Yeah, but what's in bread sauce? Bread. Right, you get a phone call. Hello, Pete.
Hello.
It's some people that have taken Rob hostage.
Yes.
And you can only get him released if you make us bread sauce.
Right. I've got to make bread sauce. First of all, you need some bread.
Yeah.
Start with bread. Let's get to the beginning.
Yeah.
Bread crumbs.
Yeah. Well,
put it in some milk.
Yeah.
Put it in some milk. Bring to the boil.
Yeah.
Bring to the boil.
Put it through a sieve.
Yeah.
Sieve it. And then add some almond milk.
Some what?
I think they've killed me.
I think you're dead.
Some
Coleman mustard.
Coleman mustard.
Oh, my God.
And will you release him now, please?
Those terrorists,
it's
though.
It's terrible. They are ruthless.
Yeah. They're quite so peculiar with their needs.
See how I am? I've got my back against the wall.
Yeah.
I know who I'm turning
You've
to
been,
in a
Dad,
state of crisis.
That's why...
I become the galloping gourmet.
That's why you and I are so resourceful.
That's right. We can do things.
Oh,
we can do
amazing.
Anything.
Okay.
Just pass us the next problem. That's another one.
Is the thing, I think that I would feel hard done by and cheated if there wasn't a turkey... at Christmas,
yeah,
Christmas. Or Thanksgiving.
There's always a turkey.
But I'm not eating meat right now.
Do you want me to have a fish?
No, I'm just saying that if somebody said to me, you can't eat meat, what about it?
What about it? Great, great entryway into a new conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really smooth.
Yeah, I'm like Parkinson, aren't I? Yeah.
I've always said it wouldn't make any difference to me if I had a curry on Christmas Day. That I'd love that. Because I like a curry.
What so, kind of curry, though? You like prawn curry, don't you?
I like prawn curries, yeah. It's one of my favourites, yeah. But
kind of curry?
Any curry, just a curry.
Turkey, no, you just be
chicken curry.
Specific, yeah, but Buna, Geoffrezi.
Yeah, any of them. You can just throw one at me. One with Coleman's mustard.
Do you know what? That would be actually the perfect Christmas dinner for me.
Curry.
A Balti.
Yeah.
In a Balti dish.
Yeah.
With a naan bread.
Yeah.
The size of Theodora Rose, my 7-year-old.
Yeah.
And
that is quite the size.
Yeah, no, but we used to have naan breads back in the day. There was the size of this table, which is not very good for the podcast, but this table is nearly 4 foot long.
Yeah, they were massive things. You could fall in them, couldn't
you? Yeah.
Get wrapped up in them.
That would be the perfect...
Would
it would
like
be
me
a
to have
Balti.
A Balti for you? I don't know how I make that happen. But
no,
like,
but here's the thing that you do.
Being
bless you.
This is Christmas.
This is what you do. Bless you.
Yeah.
This is the worst high class problem anybody's ever had, ever. When you ask our chef to make a sweet and sour chicken, and it's like a healthy sweet and sour chicken.
You want something that's going to make you run to the bathroom
yes.
10 times.
Yes.
Okay.
We're so relatable.
Okay, Pete, Rob,
yep.
We've done a lot of talking about food, but food doesn't just arrive on the table. You have to shop for it. So
yep.
I was thinking it might be a nice bonding exercise for the two of you
yep.
to go food shopping. So will you two just have at it and get some of the ingredients for your Balti, for the turkey, for the sauce?
Brilliant. Where do we go?
Online.
Sainsbury's.
Wherever.
Tesco's.
Balti Aldi. Shop.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to see what you guys are going to order, especially
right.
for that bread sauce.
Why do Mr. Williams sirs get to grips from where one purchases food? I have a good feeling that once they learn how the online food shop works, they will be dedicated to their task ahead. Never fear, Ida, your Christmas food is in, if not safe, then enthusiastic hands.
So Ida set us the task of doing some Christmas shopping. I found something belting.
Right.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
What we got?
Aldi unveils its Christmas food. You must pop into Aldi because
Aldi.
You'll be able to find yourself
yes.
a 2 meter long
yes.
pig in a blanket.
No.
Look at that.
Oh, you got a picture of it.
You could have 4 of them and have 8 meters of pig in blanket.
Oh, where's the blanket?
You'd have There's the bacon in it. That's the bacon's called the blanket. Anyway, don't look.
Hang on. What's a pig?
The pig's the sausage. Oh, it's made out of pig.
The whole thing is?
No. Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing's got to be bacon and sausage.
It's in the blanket of itself.
Oh, that's just awful. So why didn't you...
I've never thought about that.
I never thought about it, I told you.
Pig in pig.
Pig in pig.
Yeah. As happy, as unhappy as a pig in pig.
Short of the Christmas, I must tell you that my lungs... I've been discovered to be twice the normal size of most men's. That's why I break wind a great deal. The reindeers complain about it all the time. That's why Rudolph has a red nose. I won't say where he puts it.
Oh, there's two things that you hate about this.
Well, go on then. I'm not looking.
There's two things you hate about this. These are tempura sprouts, basically scampi made out of sprouts. Yes.
Like scampi sprouts?
Yeah, scampi sprouts.
You wouldn't kid.
Actually,
you wouldn't
how
kid
about
me.
This? How about this? What's a scampi? What is it? It's made of...
A scampi is made of scamp.
Really?
Yeah, a scampi is like a little prawn.
Is it?
Yeah.
So people go and scampi... go search for scamps. I've never heard that in my life.
This shopping's going to take a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
What is a scampi?
I don't know.
Because you'd be fucked if those terrorists took me and they needed scampi in their bread butter.
Oh,
bread sauce.
I'd find it.
Oh, Dad, you'll love this.
Go on, then.
Festive pie. Check this picture out.
Go on, then. I can look at this one.
How's that?
Oh, was that a pork pie?
That makes you salivate.
What's that?
If I can just... Can you explain what we're looking at?
Go on, then.
It's pastry made by Jesus.
Yeah.
And inside, it's some sort of pig... Is that pig?
Pork. Is it alive?
And then it's juicy gravy, peas and mash.
Oh, my life.
You can't...
Inside the pie?
Yeah, inside the pie.
Potatoes?
Yeah, inside the pie. Yeah.
Really?
You can't get more festive than that. Yeah, Let me read about it.
That's all Christmas lunch in a pie.
This is what the Mirror has to say about it.
Right.
It's a genius piece of modern art. This features all the components of Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Somehow... squeezed into a pie. Appearances include roast turkey.
Yeah.
Tick.
Yeah.
A pig in a blanket.
Yeah.
A in pig
there
and
as
pig.
Well.
Yeah. Sprouts.
No, yeah.
But
go
I think that the tastes will cover up the sprouts. You might not
probably
worry.
Will. Probably wouldn't know they were there.
Cranberries.
Oh, I love that.
In a pie.
Yeah.
Excuse me for interrupting this enlightening discussion of pastry, but we may be here for some time.
Smoked bacon.
Where do you get this from?
Iceland.
Well, I better start going.
Onions, peas, carrots, and even stuffing.
Oh, my.
Madness. God. And then the Mirror says, the only thing that's missing is a Yorkshire pudding.
It could go, you can make a big Yorkshire pudding... Get the gravy and put the pie in the Yorkshire pudding inside the...
That's what I was just about to suggest myself.
And put the gravy all around it and drizzle it on, and that is your Christmas lunch in one pie.
That would be absolutely amazing, wouldn't it? Here's the thing. Would you have the pastry around the Yorkshire pudding or the pastry inside the Yorkshire pudding?
Inside the Yorkshire pudding.
So how big is it? Is it the size of a hand?
Yes.
Okay. A large hand or a medium-sized hand?
A large hand.
Okay, so we've got that.
Yeah.
And that's the Yorkshire, and then there's a pie inside.
Yeah.
And if somebody, let's just say, in London...
Yeah.
That'd be £19.
Yes.
In Stoke...
That'd be £8.50.
Do you think it'd be that much?
At Christmas.
It is hard to put a price on the perfect Christmas pie, but Robbie and Papa Pete are having a good go at it.
If you made one yourself, how much would you charge?
For festive pie?
Yeah.
I would charge, if it was that size...
Yeah,
and it was
size.
A Robbie Williams festive
and,
pie?
Oh, now there's... Signed. It's going up all the time now.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to eat it, would you, if I'd signed it?
No, you put it in a frame.
You've got to get a phyllo-based pen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a pen would take my signature.
Glazed.
Yeah, perhaps that's how I'd do it. I'd glaze it in balsamic.
Yes.
Come on, touch.
That's it. Go on. That's
I'd do my autograph in a balsamic glaze. Yes. Obviously, I couldn't do them all, so there'd be like the VIP one, which was a custom one that I'd done.
Yeah.
And all the others would be done by computer.
Would they?
But it'd be my signature. So let's just take the basic the festive pie with one. My signature in balsamic.
Yeah. How much?
£11.
It's gone up, yeah. I thought it would. That'll do.
Yeah, it's a Robbie Williams.
I'd have one.
Robbie Williams festive
I'd have one.
Pie.
Papa Pete and Robbie are such a good team.
So, Dad.
Yeah.
When you were very, very young.
Yeah.
If I was to take you back in a time machine to Nan's house, Newfield Street, what would the songs be?
Christmas.
Of your youth, the Christmas songs? Would it be like Gregorian chanting?
No, it was very festive. Christmas was festive. It was family, always family at Christmas. And the music, it was very traditional. Bing Crosby, of course, was the master of Christmas at that time. He was the Michael Bublé forerunner.
So what's the big Bing Crosby song?
Oh, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
Oh,
that was the movie, Holiday Inn and White Christmas, with Rosemary Clooney and Danny Kaye. And
what was music played on?
Gramophone. An old gramophone where you pick the needle up, and dropped it on. It scratched a lot. It made crackly noises.
And did you wind it up? Yeah,
we had a wind-up gramophone. Yeah.
So you've got Bing, and you've got Mel Torme, and you've got Nat King Cole,
Rosemary Clooney. That's George's auntie.
Really?
Yep.
Easy life. Nepotism. So Bing. Obviously, as a big hero of yours.
Yep.
Big hero of mine.
Yeah.
We get to sing an awful lot together, don't we?
Very fortunate. I'm very, very blessed to have had an extension to my career by tagging along with you, which is great.
Hope I get one too. Yeah. I hope I get an extension to my career.
It could be with somebody that we know very well, a young lady.
Yes.
Who knows?
Theodora's the...
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it's not Charlie, I don't think.
No, I think if it's going to be one, it's going to be...
I think Teddy's going to be the singer, Charlie's going to manage her.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love singing with you.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. I get a big kick out of it. It's a highlight of my life. It's just a wonderful way to finish off my career. I've been at it for a long time and it's just wonderful.
We went down to the Angel Islington, which is a studio... that I actually recorded the strings to my song Angels in all those years ago.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
That studio is about to be closed down and it's about to become flats.
Really?
Yeah, which is a side story. But we've sang a song called...
It's a Wonderful Life.
And the great thing about, apart from me and you singing on it, is this song, if you cut it down the middle... It would just say Stoke-on-Trent, Stoke-on-Trent, Stoke-on-Trent.
It's great, isn't it?
It's born and created in Burslem, Stoke-on-Trent.
Yeah.
Written by Stoke lads, sang by Stoke lads.
Yeah. And the sentiment is very Christmassy.
On an album that is going to have great renown.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. How good does that feel?
I think it's such a great song. I've got such a pleasure out of playing it to people and they all love it.
So... It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Is, I suppose, an ape on the film title, Wonderful Life.
It's from that. It's a great movie, great Christmas traditionally. And I'll tell you a little story. There's not many people that know this.
Go on.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it either.
No.
Well, I have seen It's a Wonderful Life, but conversely, I have not heard this song they were talking about. How funny is that?
And do you know what we should do this Christmas?
It's not watch it again. Let's get together
and not watch it again. What do you do?
No,
this
we should watch it.
I think we should do now. Yeah,
yeah we should do. We'll get the kids together
and we watch It's a Wonderful Life.
We'll sit down.
I'm glad you haven't seen it then.
I haven't seen it. And people, when you say you haven't seen it, it's like you've missed out on one of the best things that's ever happened.
And it's on every Christmas.
Yeah,
they keep
and
playing it.
I think maybe they've overhyped it now though.
Well, I think we might do.
No, they've kind of... I've been told that it's that good.
I know, yeah. It must be. It's been played for a long time.
OK, well...
Shall we watch it?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Let's watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Why Robbie and Papa Pete go off to watch that classic festive film. Oh, who are we kidding? But do ask them if you see them. Where were we? Ah, yes! It would not be Christmas without a game. Do play along. Robbie and Papa Pete get to go first.
We've been playing this Christmas present game. I'm not very good at it, to be honest with you.
Yep.
If I was doing an improv course, I'd get a D minus.
You would.
Because I can't... I like to, my thinking to be concise, and it's just not happening for me. But we'll see how you get on with it. It goes like this. I say someone's name.
Yes.
And you give me what you think you would buy them as a present for Christmas. First thing that comes into your head.
For Christmas.
Or second thing that comes into your head.
Yes.
First one.
Yeah.
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren?
Yeah. What would you get for Christmas?
Ooh. I didn't expect Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren, I get a warm coat.
Why? Because she's always naked in her films.
No, because she's a warm person.
Really?
Helen Mirren. I like Helen Mirren.
I thought because she only keeps her clothes on if it's an absolute necessity to the film.
No, well...
Isn't she gorgeous, Helen Mirren?
I think she's wonderful. I think she's nice, and I've never seen her naked.
Never?
No.
When? Where would you get the warm coat from?
Woolworths.
How much would you be willing to pay for a warm coat for Helen Mirren?
Oh, at least £50.
£50. Wow, you're stretching there.
I know.
So, next up on the list, you've got Helen Mirren, a warm coat, because she's a warm person.
Yeah.
Gary Barlow.
Gary.
Yeah.
I get him an autobiography.
Of?
You.
Of me?
Feel.
Oh, right, OK. Oh, no, don't get him Feel.
By Chris Heath.
No, don't get him Feel.
Well, that's...
Get him Reveal. We're good by then. For the people at home, Feel came out in the early 2000s.
Well, I'll get him...
Get him Reveal. I get him... Because we've made up by then.
Feel and... I was there. Feel and Reveal. I get him both.
Just get... Just get him Reveal where we've made up.
Yeah,
Feel.
No, that's all right.
Feel, I'm not that kind.
Yeah, no, get him a nice autobiography.
Brian Blessed,
rugby ball.
We lost, didn't we? Rugby ball. I can't believe it. I don't want to talk about rugby.
A rugby ball?
Yeah.
Did he play rugby?
No, but he should do.
Who is this Blessed? Sounds quite delightful. Sounds quite sexy. Marvellous and talented and very good looking. Wonderful.
He'd like a rugby ball.
In actual fact, I think Brian Blessed would like a Jack Russell dog. A little puppy Jack Russell dog. He loves Jack Russells. I'm crying as I say it. He moves me so much, Brian.
Kylie Minogue.
Kylie's lovely. I like Kylie.
She's the one that needs a warm coat.
I'd get her another coat. I'd probably get her a coat, yes.
From Woolworths as well?
Yeah.
You're spending £100.
I am.
On two warm coats for Helen Mirren and Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Who do you like this one?
Thomas Jones. Thomas, isn't it? Look at my there. Thomas, what would I get for Tom? Something very Welsh.
Very Welsh.
I get him a Welsh flag.
Ruth Maddock.
A Welsh flag to put outside his house.
A Welsh flag to... That's a lovely, lovely set of gifts.
Yeah.
You've brought Gary Barlow, which is a passive-aggressive gift, Feel by Robbie Williams, not the autobiography, but a biography. You've got two warm coats for Kylie and Helen.
Yeah.
And you've got a Welsh flag for Tom.
Yes, to put outside his new house.
That was a lovely, very thoughtful...
Tom's great, isn't he?
Yeah, we love Tom. I don't suppose we've got a lot done. I tell you what, though...
Whoa.
Those 2 foot pigs in blankets are a revelation.
Wait till she sees them.
Wait till she finds out we've come up with our own restaurant, fast food shop that does Yorkshire pies.
Wonderful.
Yorkshire festive pies.
Yeah.
We're going to have to abbreviate that.
Yorkshire festive.
UFOP.
UFOP. UFOP.
I don't know if it'll catch on. UFOP. I like it. Anyway, let's go get Ida.
You, fup, 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 fup. Sounds obscene, isn't it? You. No. I imagine Ida would be thrilled with how the chaps have spent their time when they were supposed to be ordering the Christmas food.
Hey, Ida. We didn't get up to much shopping.
Okay, so you didn't get any shopping done.
No.
But we've seen things.
What kind of things? Check this out. Are we talking about food items that you've
been
looking at?
Check this out, right?
Yeah, go on.
Dragon's Den. You're the dragon.
Yeah.
We're the den.
Yeah.
Okay, we're the people coming to sally you. We've got an invention.
Wait, if I'm the dragon... Yeah, okay, go on.
We've got this wonderful thing. I'll tell you before we start, we didn't buy one.
Okay, thank you. I'm really glad that you didn't make any purchases.
But we could do what we thought about it.
Did you make any purchases?
We want to open a franchise...
This is great, this.
...of UFOP.
What?
Okay. So, should I explain?
Yeah, please. That sounds like something should be bleeped out of that.
UFOP. Yeah. Why... F-U-P.
So super marketable.
Yeah. Let me tell you what it is, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
UFOP. Why UFOP?
Imagine a Yorkshire pudding.
Mm-hmm. As big as your big hand.
As big as your big hand.
Assuming you have a large hand.
It's basically Yorkshire tempura. Right? So you have a Yorkshire pudding. Right?
Yeah.
Check this. I'm going to add something. And you're going to love this.
Go on.
Then.
Yeah.
It's... encased in gravy.
Okay, I think you guys are going to die early if you keep eating like this.
I'm not saying this is something you should eat every day.
This is for Christmas.
Right?
It's gone pear-shaped, if I'm being honest.
Okay, you have a Yorkshire pudding the size of your hand.
Uh-huh.
Then you have a layer of gravy. Uh-huh. And then you stick in it. This is where the foo in UFOP comes. You stick in it.
By the way, which is a name for a vagina, a foo?
UFEP. UFEP.
You're changing the name. You've already trademarked UFEP.
UFEP. Then you stick in it.
Yeah.
A festive
butter.
A festive pie.
What's a festive pie?
I'll talk you through it. Festive pie. Imagine encased in its own phyllo kingdom.
You're putting a fried pie inside.
The pie's not fried.
Not fried.
The pie's pastry.
Pastry. Like a pork pie.
Yes.
But it's not.
But it's not because it's flaky. It's flaky. It's incredible.
So you're putting a flaky pie.
Yeah.
A flaky fried. And what's inside the pie? What's the pie part?
Check this out. Check,
now then, this is where the big bit.
Yes.
Drum roll.
Butter.
No.
Cranberries.
Cranberries.
Peas. Carrots.
Cranberries.
Turkey. More gravy.
Turkey. Bread pudding.
Bread.
Bread sauce.
Yeah.
Isn't your Yorkshire pudding just going to collapse?
No.
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 It's got structural engineering.
It's from Yorkshire. It's sturdy.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Go on. How high is this thing at this point?
How high is the pie?
Because it's getting high.
Somewhere over a rainbow way a pie.
Obviously, no digestive problems for you.
It's enough for 2.5 people.
Yeah.
Right?
2.5 people. Because we do them in halves at the table.
Let me finish it.
Right.
Right? Okay. This is how you finish it. Yeah. With a balsamic glaze.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God.
With my signature.
Signed.
Have a guess how much.
How much?
Well, I mean, with extravagant ingredients.
Well, the balsamic signature's done by a computer. It'll be my signature, but it'll be replicated a million times if we get it into China.
Uh-huh.
So, how much?
150.
No, come on. Be decent.
Be decent to your idea.
Yeah, how much?
You want to sell them for, I don't know, it sounds like a meal and a meal and a meal. So,
yeah, it is.
You know, £7.50?
£11.
£11.
Wow.
£11.
That's quite steep for what sounds like a ball of cardiac arrest.
It's got my name on it.
Yeah.
So maybe £10?
£11. Anyway, you're the Dragon's Den. We want to sell you 20% of our company.
Yeah.
For £1 million.
Can I pay you to have no stake in the company? Can I pay you to have negative equity?
Yeah, and how much do you want to give us?
I'll give you 10 quid.
Yeah.
For negative 25% of your business.
So basically £10 to go away.
Yeah.
I think we'll take this
elsewhere. Shall we take
that? Is it a deal?
No, I think we'll take it elsewhere. I think that we're being made fun of and I don't like it. You UFEP forever.
Cut your losses. Take the money.
I'm with Pete. Pete and I are on the same page. Okay, so it looks like you guys got nothing done on your shopping trip. So just, I have no extra food yet for Christmas, which means I need to do the shopping.
If you think that creating an empire is nothing, then yeah, we got nothing done.
We got some great ideas, though. So
UFEP. I was going to say you fuck yourself. UFEP. The UFEP is a... definitely a gold mine.
I think
you guys should definitely hit the pavement.
It's
with
the
that.
Way to go. It's the future.
It's definitely the future for sure.
UFEP forever.
UFEP forever. Okay, well, I just want to say thank you to Papa Pete 299.
Great to be here, and I hope everybody has a great, wonderful Christmas.
Yeah. Well, we're very excited to have Christmas with you, Papa Pete 299.
I'm looking forward to that more than you know.
And I just love my big northern men here with their massive hands. And I've enjoyed this chat. I'm actually slightly relieved you didn't buy any of the food because I was worried and followed up by the suggestions. I was right.
What are we doing next week?
We are going to decorate the house. We're going to talk about Christmas decorations. Whoop, 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 said the Christmas tree. So next week we're going to talk about Christmas decorations. Feel free to look online for anything that inspires you.
Shan't.
Yeah. I will be a busy little elf in the meantime.
You do that.
I will. And should we reconvene and do this again?
Okay, see you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Say hello
Bye-bye.
To the kids.
Ho, ho, ho.
Not quite. It's Well, I, for one, am dribbling at the thought of a UFOP pie. Hold the balsamic! So we leave the Williamses for another week. I've looked into my festive crystal ball, and I see decorating trouble ahead.
Can you imagine just shitloads of Santas and snowmen and fairies and trees in here?
Yeah.
If you ever, like, you know, I don't know, Ed Sheeran it again. Can we?
Well, become as successful as I once was back in the 90s.
Yeah, if you do that, can we just light this plate up?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Zed's dead.
This show was produced with Fourth Floor Creative and Sony Music.